Blog Talk Radio.
If I can get that shit to stop playing. There we go. Welcome, everybody, to the night shift. I'm your host, God Nice. nah. Okay. For the old listeners, y'all get a kick out of that shit. Well, for the new listeners, I ain't trying to fuck y'all up, man. I ain't God Nice. He having technical difficulties right now, man. We trying to get him hooked up. And while he over there doing all that stuff, man, I'm the other guy filling in momentarily for your boy, God Nice. And this is the night shift. Every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30. You can find us, Mr. Nice Guy Tees, on Instagram, at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. You can find us on Twitter, at Mr. Nice Guy, or Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Sorry, that promo shit, man. It's been a minute. There's so much shit. Got new shit popping up, everything new. You know, you can always find us here, man. It's the way you need to be, because this is where all the shit be happening. So tune in every Monday through Thursday. Call in numbers 516-418-5813. 5813. Trip of the night off that funky shit. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? Get my boy suited up and shit so he can come in. But let y'all know about this story I seen real quick as I was doing my just my daily research for my life, man. Just getting my shit right, you know, constantly learning, seeing new things. So came across this story on CNN or one of these things, and it was like there was a lady in Vietnam who had paternal twins, right? I think I'm saying that right, because they wasn't identical, so they was paternal twins. But here's the kicker. They got different daddies. Mm-hmm. Yup, fucked you up there, right? Mm-hmm. Rewinds. Yep, it's a lady in Vietnam. They had twins, but they had different daddies. So I know that shit blew your mind. There's only 10 reported cases ever of this shit happening across the world. So rare, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? The science behind this, the guy says the only way this is possible is if that she was, the egg was fertilized, you know, and then another egg was fertilized within like another 5 to 9 days or 7 to 10 days or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So you talking, she getting it back to back. Back to back. So, you know, this kind of shit boggled my mind, right? Because you think about the possibilities of this, right? You know what I'm saying? So you're on the Maury Povich show, right? Okay, take y'all back there, right? We on Maury Povich, right? Y'all remember him. Don't flex, y'all remember him. So we're on the Maury Povich show, all right? And the ladies say, ooh, he the baby daddy, he the baby daddy. Now, this early, let's say this early, you know what I'm saying? Because this is usually when the shit happens. So she ain't even in the, she ain't even midway through the first trimester, right? She say the bed, early, whatever, you know what I'm saying? He the daddy. And let's say that there are twins in here, right? The same kind of lady. Let's say that this lady, this is the same lady. Say she was on the Maury Povich show. And she got two babies developing inside of her. They got two different daddies, right? But nobody know, right? That's the secret. Shh, nobody know, right? So they do the little test or whatever to find out he the daddy. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, man, you ain't the father. You're not the father, right? And technically, that shit would be true. Because this particular person wouldn't be the father of both of those kids. He don't be the father of one of them kids, right? So wrap your mind around that shit. What the fuck kind of family that's finna be? You know what I'm saying? So the story also goes on to say that the 10 reported cases that have actually been reported, you know what I'm saying, and been talked about, they said it's possible that there could be more, but the parent didn't call in and report the shit, you know what I'm saying? And the kids didn't know. So there's potentially a whole bunch of people out here living, thinking, this is my brother. This is my, you know, yeah, technically it's your half brother, you know what I'm saying? But how the fuck crazy is that, that it could be twins? Your half brother can be your twin brother, right? How the fuck is that? How the fuck is that possible? If you a scientist or you one of these dudes that be fucking with this shit, call in, man. 516-418-5813. Because the more I think about this shit, the more impossible or the more crazy it seems. I ain't gonna say it's impossible. I always thought this shit was possible. But the outcomes and, like, the, if this is true, then all the shit that comes after that equal sign, you know what I'm saying? That's all the crazy shit. That's the shit you really need to be worried about, you know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck that happened? So, look, we sorting through the equal sign of this bullshit, you know what I'm saying, this crazy revelation that we all just had in the scientific world. So we sorting through this, and then, boom, here comes Sweden. Sweden. You know, that country over there that nobody can point out on the fucking map. You know what I'm saying? So here comes Sweden. And Sweden decide that what they want to do is they want to give the man the legal, I guess you'd say more legal right, to decide whether or not they want to be in the child's life, right? So essentially, for the American version, because we ain't Swedish, fucking America, you can opt out of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, be a dad? No, I'm opt out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll check the box that says no. You know what I'm saying? When you get a birth certificate and shit, or you come try and get any paper, no, I'm opting out. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck. So they got the opt out clause to being a parent, right? So I see that shit, and I'm like, man, what the fuck? Got to go check this out. So I go look at this shit. And what these people propose, because it's not a law yet, it's not actually on the books, but what they're proposing is that up until the 18th week of pregnancy, right, which is shit, yeah, not even second trimester, you know what I'm saying? So you're right there before the second trimester and shit. So 18th week of pregnancy, the man can decide he wants to abort the baby. Legally decide he wants to abort the baby. If the woman agrees, they abort the baby, nobody becomes a parent. Another dead baby, but nobody becomes a parent. On that Casey Anthony shit, shout out to that bitch. Too soon. So JonBenet Ramsey. Yo. JonBenet Ramsey is Katy Perry. Look it up, bro. Google that shit. Anyway, that's a whole different story. Anyway, so you decide to opt out, and if she say that she want to abort, then both of y'all kill the baby. But if she says that she wants to keep the baby and go through with the pregnancy, then you no longer have any right to the child. Like, you're totally out of the picture. There's no child support. There's no, I want to see my baby, like, it's irreversible or something. It cannot be, you can't go back on it. Once you make that decision, it's over, because you technically tried to kill the child. So they're like, fuck it. You don't get to see the baby. You don't get to talk about the baby. This is not your baby. We ain't going to have you on the hook for the baby. You know what I'm saying? So that shit kind of spurred all kind of emotion. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to feel about that shit. Like, it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, but it's better than what I thought it was. I thought it was, oh, you can opt out at any time and shit. Like, oh, the baby's 6 years old and shit. Nope, I'm opting out. See you later. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's called abandonment. You know what I'm saying? That's no longer opt out. That's total fucking abandonment. So, you know, it's a very fucked up situation. It's very crazy, but it's also in a different country too, because America ain't really picked up to that shit yet. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we're going to get there, but they seeing how it's going to work in Sweden before we do anything. You know what I'm saying? But if you think about it, like, again, the ramifications for that shit, you know what I'm saying? In this country, the legal battle, you know what I'm saying? And it always come up in the presidential elections as well, you know what I'm saying? Again, shout out to the bullshit election in 2016. But, you know, it always about women's rights. The woman's right to this, the woman's right to that, the woman's right to all of this shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so the woman's right to decide whether or not she wants to keep the baby or whether or not she wants to abort the baby has always been up to her. You know what I'm saying? Now this country decides to open the door for the men a little bit and say, well, hell, even if you want to keep it, you ain't going to have him on the hook because he knows he's not ready to be a parent. Now, I ain't even really told you how I personally feel about the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to stay away from that shit, just kind of stay on the sidelines, just explain it to you. So it opens the door for the man to have more say-so in what happens and what transpires in the upcoming events. Because, as Richard Pryor would say, when the girl get pregnant, so what you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. Whatever she going to do is what we going to do. And this shit's going to get a man a little opportunity to say, well, hell, I want to do this. And if she ain't going to do that, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to just dip. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just decide that I don't want to do it no more, and I'm going to opt out and shit. And then after that, she on her own. So call in. Let us know what you think about it. 516-418-5813. Are you pro opt out? Are you anti opt out? You know what I'm saying? What's the clause in your contract say? You know what I'm saying? Uh oh. Sound like we got Guy Nice on the line. Yeah. There you go. Technical difficulty solved, man. So I'll leave you with that, man. Let us know what you think about that shit, Guy Nice.
So Katy Perry is really JonBenet Ramsey?
Oh, man. Out of all the shit I just said,
fuck out of that other shit. Is that true? Is that thing?
According to some shit that I've seen, bro, like, they say that even the parents of JonBenet Ramsey's are pretending to be Katy Perry parents. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some old YouTube shit. You know what I mean? Like, the Disney web and shit. Like, it's one of them things. But, I mean, it's very plausible, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit. It's very plausible. I don't know anything about Katy Perry childhood. You know what I'm saying? I don't think anybody do. And nobody know about her parents. Nobody fuck with these people. It's very possible that it could be.
So I'm talking about, I killed the girl and I liked it. That shit's fucked up. Super fucked up.
But yeah, I encourage y'all to do y'all research, man. I'm telling you, bro. JonBenet Ramsey is Katy Perry.
I got to look into that. I think it's that for the people. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna rewind all the way to the top. I don't know if I told the story here. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of the family and the Nice Guy Nation that close to me familiar with the story about our twins. You know what I'm saying? Me and my wife. So. For y'all who are not familiar, well, here we go. You know what I'm saying? My wife got pregnant. It was like, oh, you know, pregnancy test, oh, we're pregnant, all that. Went did ultrasound, all that, seen it, you know, oh, yeah, this the sack, this the, you know, whatever, whatever. So my wife work in the field where she used ultrasound equipment and things of that nature. So when she went back to work, you know, she took, I want to say, six weeks off from work. Now, me, when we moved from Richmond, and then she went back to work after the 6 weeks. And when she went back to work, she decided she was going to scan herself. She was going to use the equipment and give herself her own ultrasound. So she did that, and in the process, discovered that there was another baby. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she took a video on her phone and sent me the video, and she's like, I'm freaking out, man. I don't know what to do. I'm like, I'm super gassed. I'm like, yo, that's cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then she had to make an appointment with the doctor and go see the doctor and shit. And then he's like, yeah, we missed it. I don't know how, you know, whatever. So I didn't even know that this was possible. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of made it up in my head. And then we're gonna tie these two things together. I just kind of made it up in my head. It seemed realistic to me. I ain't had no science or facts behind it, but it seemed realistic to me. So to this day, still can't figure out, you know, how we end up with twins. You know, and they're not identical twins. They're fraternal twins, too. Now, I'm not saying one of them kids ain't mine. That ain't what I'm saying. But I'm saying I feel like it's somewhat a possibility that after she got pregnant with one, then shortly after she got pregnant with two. You know what I'm saying? The science behind the shit that people say no, right, because I kicked the theory out there just to see how people felt.
And I felt like a lot of people tried to shut me down because they felt like they were so smart and they so scientific and medical and intelligent and shit. But the thing that they were saying is like, nah, it don't release something about the eggs. You know what I mean? It don't release the egg. It don't release no more eggs or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, clearly, if this shit happened with the twins in Korea, wherever this was, 10 cases known in the world, whatever. Clearly, if this shit has happened before, it could happen this way. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm still the dad of both the kids, but I just got them in two different shots. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't, like, I don't really understand, now given this evidence, too, I don't really understand how that would not be a possibility. Because if another motherfucker can get your bitch pregnant while she pregnant, then why I can't get my own bitch pregnant while she pregnant? You know what I'm saying? So, I always felt like that was the case, even stronger now. Now, like the other guy was saying, what you do after you find out? You know what I'm saying? That's a tough conversation to have, bro. I can't imagine. It ain't going to be really much you could say to me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be really much you could say to me, Charlie. It's going to be a good thing that I'm under the dad or one on, because that means I only got one child support payment to make. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to be able to sell me on that, bro. Sorry. You want to step up? You take care of them both. You know what I'm saying? You get out of jail free car for the parachute. You be the bigger man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing I can do for you on that note. You know what I'm saying? We had to charge that one to the game. That would definitely be the, yo bad. I'm stepping off, Shotty. But I feel like, now, this is a slippery slope. But I feel like the shit the other guy was saying about Sweden, it give you, it got good timing in this case. You know what I'm saying? Now, not necessarily, because say you had up to 18 weeks, and to go in there and say you want to abort the baby is heavy, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I feel about you legally giving, like, I'm pro-life, okay? But I'm also pro-choice. Not so much pro-choice as the slogan, but I'm pro-choice as you a person, and you have the right to choose whatever the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to deny or impede upon your right to choose. But some things you choose, I feel like it need to be an intervention. You know what I'm saying? It do need to be somebody intervening. Like, if you choose you want to hurt somebody, yeah, I'm probably not going to let you do that. If you, in this case, choosing to abort, I'm not necessarily in agreement with that. I'm not judging you for it. It's your life, it's your body, it's your kid. You make whatever decision you want. I'm not telling you going to hell. I'm not calling you a murderer. I'm not judging you in any fashion. I'm simply stating that I don't agree with it, and I feel like taking a life at any stage and in any form is taking a life. Now, I mean, I'm pro-life in every form. My spectrum's a little bit broader than everybody else's. That's how I could be pro-life and be pro-choice. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing both sides of the fucking fence, and I ain't trying to flip, you know, have the best of both worlds. I'm trying to be compassionate and understanding and have the perspective that everybody is a human being. You know what I mean? I'm not saying there ain't exceptional cases where now you won't have abortion because you were raped and, you know, whatever. Like, hey, man, it's your life. You make your own decisions. You got to live with the consequences. There are consequences for every decision. Life's all about choice. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So every decision got consequences. You the one who had to live with them. I'm not going to tell you what to do and what not to do. But I don't necessarily feel like I agree with giving the man or the father a right to make a call. Now, you ain't giving him the final say-so, so I'm cool. You know, he just get to say how he feel, which I really feel like if y'all, kid, you should be at the point in you should be in a relationship at the point where you can say, but, you know what I'm saying, we're not living in the world like that. I'm realistic, too. I know one-night stand and shit. You ain't had no rubber. You was like,
got to get it and go. You might have told her you did. I don't know. I mean, hey, you're some crazy mother. I got some, you know, I've seen a lot of shit and heard a lot of shit. So, I understand. I'm realistic. But I feel like when people have children, they need to do it together. It need to be, I feel like that's a proper way to do it. That ain't the way it's done, but that's a proper way to do it. Everything got a proper way. Let you do what you want to do. Every decision got consequences. So you get a father right to say so, and that's fine, and they can say what they say, and then the woman get to choose. And if the woman say no, then it's the man's choice and decision to absolve completely his rights to that child, meaning that he's no longer legally bound to that kid or obligated to that kid in financial support or in whatever sense. So I don't necessarily feel like that's a bad thing. A lot of people going to argue with that. Like, I feel like it's a bad thing because if she agreed, then, you know, you lose a life. But I feel like in that regard, because it's a lot of motherfuckers get trapped. For a man to be able to say, nah, I don't want to have this kid, like, I don't, you know what I'm saying, shout out, hoe, I don't even know, bro. Like, I was just out there, it happened, bro, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you be gambling, you crap out on your dick, you know what I'm saying. And then what happened? Sometimes gonorrhea happened, and sometimes babies happen. So you go to the clinic, get a shot, you go to court, you get the paperwork, you know what I'm saying. Everything can be cleaned up, I guess. I don't necessarily agree with it. I feel like it do got a place, though, and I feel like the reason why it have a place is because of the other illustration that we had with this lady who was non-monogamous. You know what I'm saying? Once sullied, never unsullied. So this lady is a good example of why. And I don't necessarily feel like you should only give them 18 months or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you should give them up for 18 years, but I'm saying, you know, give them a year. You know what I'm saying? He can take it for a test drive and shit. You know what I'm saying? Give them a year. I feel like if you get DNA test, you know what I'm saying, and I feel like at a certain point you can get DNA test, you can find out whether or not you're the dad, so you can make your decision then. So I don't feel like it's unfair today, but I feel like there's a lot of people that want to argue that, you know what I'm saying, we got cousin on the line. If we got cousin on the line, put him through, because I want to see whether he on this side or that side. I get he ain't on the
cuzzo
line. Cuzzo.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So let me see. Yeah, we ain't got much time, but I do want to hear whether or not you on the pro side or the anti side of this argument.
All right.
The Swedish thing is what I'm talking about, where they give the father up to 18 months to decide whether or not he wants to be a father.
Hold on, what?
Yeah, so not 18 months, 18 weeks. You get 18 weeks into the pregnancy, and you have a choice whether or not, it is in Sweden, you have a choice whether or not you want to be the dad. If you say you want the baby to be aborted, and the woman disagrees, and she has the child anyway, then legally you are abandoning your right as a father. Like, you get away, you get to walk away, you no longer have any financial responsibility or any responsibility or obligation to this child whatsoever. How do you feel about that?
I feel that that's a cop-out.
Mm-hmm.
I really disagree with that motive. I really disagree.
It is a cop-out. Yeah. I do agree with that completely. It is a cop-out, but you know, tell me why you disagree.
Because, like, when you do stuff like that, like I don't. It's when a life is conceived, that's the contract right there. There ain't no contract, man. I don't know, man. People just try to do so much. It's, I don't know, man.
Let me ask you this. So if me and my wife as a married couple get pregnant, she says she wouldn't have an abortion, and I say, no, I want to keep the kid, are they going to give a fuck what I got to say?
Yes, they will.
Courts and doctors, they will care what I have to say?
Yeah.
Okay, so
because y'all are married.
And but if we weren't married, then they wouldn't give a fuck what I had to say.
Yeah, they ain't got shit. You ain't got nothing to do with that. That's her body.
Well, I feel like in the same way, then I should be able to say that I don't want to do it. Right? That's fair. I'm about fairness. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying right or wrong. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about being fair. If you can go there and say, nah, fuck him, I don't want to have this kid, then shouldn't I be able to say, nah, fuck her, I don't want to have this kid? Isn't that fair?
Theoretically.
Shouldn't I be able to say that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah,
What makes it different? I should have got you in earlier.
I should have called earlier.
What makes it different? Quickly.
I can't tell you, man. It's her body, man.
True, but this is like you said, it's a contract. This is ours together. This don't just belong to you.
I don't know, man. That's a real touchy subject. I wish I would have called earlier.
It's okay, though. You know what I'm saying? We'll bring it back. That's just a smaller fraction of a bigger equation. We'll bring it back, man. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you being here, cuz, the collector, always. You know what I'm saying? I felt like you might be on the other side of that argument. I just, you know, wanted to get you in and get your views. We'll definitely bring it back, though, because we're just hitting a little smaller piece of a bigger subject. But, like I said, man, I'm about fairness in the tradition of fairness. If she got the right to go in there, if we unmarried, she got the right to say she wanted to. Like, I'm curious too about, let's say it's the same situation, unmarried couple, and I get her pregnant, and she want to give the baby up for adoption. Am I eligible to become the full time guardian of that kid? Like, without having to jump through hoops and shit, like the motherfucking foster parents and all these other people, am I gonna have to go through the same process? Because I don't really feel like the legal system is set up to take care of you as a dad. I don't feel like the medical system, medical care, whatever the fuck, it's not set up to give a fuck what you gotta say as a dad. You know what I'm saying? If everybody feels like Cuzzo said, it's her body. Do you know if I was to do that? You don't know? Shout out to the other guy holding it down. Hey, I was fresh out that tarmac, boy. You know what I'm saying? On that red eye. Sorry, y'all. I couldn't get fired, though. Fuck Mr. McIntosh. Hashtag fuck Mr. McIntosh. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't want no problem. Sorry. I got carried away. I'm sorry. But I definitely feel like that's fair. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying put in the legislation and I'll vote for it and all that shit. We're going to get more into the election this week. You know what I'm saying? We got new news and different details to break down. Because, you know what I'm saying, I still catch a lot of that flack and that backlash from people who so much pro-vote and feel like it's such a great thing to exercise. And I'm not saying that it's not. Once again, let me clear that up. I just do it real quickly, and we'll get into it more heavy later on in the week. But let me clear that up real lightly, real fast. I'm not saying that it is not a privilege to vote. It's very much a privilege, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people have went out there and done extraordinary things to ensure this privilege for our people. In fact, I am saying because of those things, you should respect and honor what they did and not participate in this bullshit. That's kind of where I'm coming from, and that's kind of the standpoint that I got, and that's what got me fired up about it. But like I said, man, we'll get into it in greater detail later in the week. We got other things that we planning and prepping for in the show, and also in the future, you know what I'm saying? Possibly some spinoff shows and other things, expansion on the Mr. Nice Guy Radio Network, WMNG, and also, you know, different outlets that's out there. Check the YouTube, check the Twitter, all that shit, man. Mr. Nice Guy, Google that shit. Got nice back, bitch. I don't know if you seen it. If you ain't, you need to get your Google game right. You know what I'm saying? It's been another edition of the Night Shift. Shout out to the other guy. Shout out to Cuzzo the Collector. Shout out to King Von Hemi. Got them beats knocking. Shout out to Mud Knot Studios. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. See you next time, motherfucker. See you on the other side. You found another hole.